Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.
Yeah, well, little dose at a time. It's like microdosing. Talking about the death penalty on this motorcycle on the curb?
Yes. Well, good. Let's get into it. And let me tell the people who aren't following me on Twitter, and you should be, at @home_made_man. So I saw today in the public shopping center right here in St. Petersburg, the Northeast Plaza, it has a bunch of different stores in it. Of course, the main attraction being Publix. Everybody loves it. Then you got a little Chinese restaurant, you got pizza place, and then you got a new addition to this shopping center, which has really added a lot of traffic to this place, which is a Crunch Fitness. Crunch Fitness went into the old Stein Mart location there, and it's a busy place between the gym. You know, there's an Office Depot in this place, there's a Publix. It's a weird parking lot. Not a lot of spaces, a lot of competition for spaces. And today I saw a motorcycle parked, not just like on the sidewalk, a little bit out of the way, but parked directly in the walking area of the sidewalk, right out in front of the gym doors. And it was some gym bro, I'm assuming. It could have been a woman. I'm assuming not, though. I'm assuming it's a Vin Diesel-ish man who just parked his motorcycle and went inside. And I put a post up, and I said, my Instagram, I put up a poll, and I said, death penalty or relax, bro? And surprisingly, a lot of people are saying relax, bro, to this, because I think the answer is death penalty. What say you?
Well, I have two responses, if I may. The first is, it is a dick move, and I would do it. if I was in that position, I would do that. But my second response would be, at that point, it becomes a grocery cart. One of my joys at Publix is launching my grocery cart towards the front door thinking I've done something good. I didn't leave it in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you, Mr. Denario, for throwing this grocery cart. So at that point, you know, any damage that occurs to said motorcycle is, you know, incumbent on the owner.
I got to be honest. I really thought about, whoops, and like tripping and knocking it. Oh, my God. But I don't have any money, so I didn't want to be on the hook for it. And I didn't want to like.
But that's exactly the reason why you should have done it, because you don't have any money. What are they going to squeeze blood out of you?
True. But I mean, like, or it could get beat up. Like, there's a lot of, I just feel like while I'm in my grumpy old man phase right now, it's still premature. I'm a baby old man right now.
Okay. You know, I've got like 15 more years of angst and anger in myself than you do, so that's fine.
I think though that's how I'm going to die, probably, is doing something like that when I'm like 62. That's how I'm going to go.
What was that in the Blues Brothers where they knocked over all the motorcycles in a row?
Yeah, that sounds right.
A question, if I may.
Sure.
Are we going to FanDuel it this year?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. Johnny handles that.
I think if there's
interest for it, I think we probably will. I'll bring it up to Johnny.
I'm in the W name that shall not be spoken. Wally, he was peppering me with questions. You know, it's just fun to take y'all's money. But,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. You definitely got a few bucks last year. That's for sure. I didn't do too well.
Last question, if I may.
Okay.
You were doing some kind of a news segment.
Mm-hmm.
Winn-Dixie got bought out or something?
Winn-Dixie got bought out by the Aldi Corporation, which is apparently, Mary has let me know that I guess Trader Joe's and Aldi are connected somehow under the same umbrella company.
Trader Joe and who?
Trader Joe and Aldi.
Yeah, Aldi's nuts right in your mouth, Will. I love you. Have a great weekend.
Great stuff. See ya. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Well, I've got the best advice for you on how to lose weight.
Okay. You're pretty fat.
Don't.
So I don't know if I should
advice. I'm actually not fat.
You're
you know
pretty
what
fat.
That's from.
You're pretty fat. I've seen pictures of you. You got a big beer gut.
Yeah, that's from alcohol.
Right.
Don't listen to Diane's advice. That's your best way to not lose weight. But can I get off your subject for a moment?
I suppose. Now, I'm going to preface before I say yes and say no disparaging a cast member of this show, if that's what you're about to do.
Negative.
Okay,
negative,
great.
Ghost Rider.
What do you got? What do you got?
So you always loved how you like how I do the Joker, right?
Yes.
Let me finish.
Okay,
I got one this year. I'm going to scare the living hell out of people. Because what is Joker in the long run with all the makeup?
A clown.
And what is one of my favorite events to go to? Has bulls and horses and...
The rodeo.
Rodeo clown Joker.
Rodeo. Oh, I like it. That's good. I like that. Cool. Looking forward to seeing it.
So, no, I'm not going to say anything bad about JB, man. I like the guy. He's at a pivotal point with me where he doesn't want to talk to me or Diane, and we really support your show. And
yeah,
you know,
well,
we like
that.
You guys, but
yeah, I know Johnny
know,
does
we like
too.
You guys, but we, you know, at the same time, we don't like to be blasted either.
I understand. Yeah, I get it. I get it. So,
And yes, I love you, Diane. I was joking when I said that.
She's on hold.
But,
she can hear you.
I am going to DM you for a small request that you might be able to help the costume out with.
Okay. All right. Yeah, do it. I'll be on the lookout for it.
And I'll be out, you know, making everybody boo for me while I sing karaoke tonight because I apparently suck at it.
Where are you singing tonight?
I come to this little place in Plant City called Firehouse 92. You actually go up three or four times over two or three hours.
Cool.
Well, I always get that you have an amazing voice. You're really good. You know,
I think so.
I
think you're phenomenal.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to saying that. But, you know, anytime that I've ever sung live on the radio, one, I'm in the middle of a rainstorm on County Line. And
don't be making
no
excuses
background
now.
Music.
Don't be making excuses now. Can't be doing it. You should be able to sing a cappella, you know, if you're truly a good singer. I think even Adele, while maybe not as good on the phone, I think you would still be able to tell that's a good voice.
Big Willie.
Yeah.
Here's one thing. Our love is unconditional.
Ooh.
We knew it from the start.
Just got chills.
There you go.
Just got chills. Thank you, Rob. Have a good
night.
You
better have some chills. I'm going to DM you on something, though. Please answer me.
Okay, bye. I don't know about you, but I really did get chills. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, man, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up, dude?
Hey, man, I just want to let you know I absolutely agree with you about that motorcycle in the walkway. It should be death penalty 100% of the time.
Now, can you elaborate as to why, or is there just the reasons that I have put out there, just because it's blocking? Now, you could, maybe this will change your mind, because I felt like maybe I am being a little harsh with the criticism I got of Relax Bro, but it's not... It's in the direct place where people walk, that strip, but you could always just easily go around it, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with the shopping center you're talking about. I live right around the corner.
Oh,
so, I mean,
okay.
I know that the walk is pretty large, but I also know that there's plenty of other places, like parking lot adjacent. He could pull that bike no problem and be out of the way.
I agree. And it was I think it was super obnoxious with it being right out front, right where the doors
are. Not like there's a handicap tag hanging from it,
no.
And it's parked out in front of a gym, so it's not like his legs don't work.
Mm-hmm. And I did see
the door, but I will tell you that the easiest route to go about, instead of knocking the thing over, is just the incredible amount of power you wield with a bicycle lock and your imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I didn't have one of those with me that day, but maybe I'll start bringing one with me.
Office Depot probably has one.
just
if not, then maybe Publix.
I'll just buy it, save my receipt, and then bring it back immediately.
Yeah, just once he cuts it off, go pick it up and say, hey, somebody cut this bike lock. I want to return it or exchange it for the next time.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, man. Well, thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, Willie K. It's DC. What's up, buddy?
DC, what up, brother?
Not much. I thank God you're live. I love live, no matter if it's by yourself, with Johnny, whatever.
True that. I agree.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for
listening. I don't know about the motorcycle guy. I would knocked it over.
So death penalty. You're going with death penalty on this.
Oh, absolutely. I ran a Domino's for about 11 years, and there was a biker bar at the end of the shopping center, and they had a bike fest, and all these guys parked in front of my store. And I said, hey, guys, can you just move? I need my drivers to have a spot. And they go, no, we're going to park here. And I said, well, I'm going to kick over your motorcycle and smash all your chrome. And they go, we'll kick your ass. I go, well, that's fine, but you're still going to have to fix your motorcycle.
They weren't
and they
wearing,
moved their motorcycles.
They weren't wearing, like, vests, like Mongols or Hell's Angels or something.
What's that?
They weren't wearing, like, vests that said, like, Hell's Angels or Mongols on them, did they?
Oh, yeah, they were the Seminoles right there in Pasco County.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, the point is they like their bikes better than anything else. So if you threaten their motorcycles, they'll move them.
Yeah, I
They're
mean,
punks.
This was a crotch rocket, number one, so... All right, I dumped you. No
I'm problem. Sorry. It wasn't even like a real biker? Oh, I had to punk that little punk out. Crotch rockets get knocked over. They're just little pieces of garbage.
I was just surprised that there was a guy from Crunch Fitness sitting outside enjoying his lunch where he could visibly see this motorcycle, and he didn't, like, I don't know. If I were to see that, if I were the manager, I'd be like, hey, you can't do that. But I guess not.
Absolutely. You don't block the walkway just for your precious little motorcycle.
You know what, DC? Hey. Even if it was out of the way, because I saw another one that was parked on but it was on the edge of the sidewalk, and it was out of the way, and it was not right out in front. It wasn't like VIP parking where this Cinderella could get off his bike and just walk into the gym. That's what I think really annoyed me about it more than anything.
Well, they always think they're special. They're the guys with the little hotties and stuff. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I hate crotch rockets. I think they're all little sissy boys that can't ride real motorcycles.
Tough talk. I don't necessarily disagree,
now, listen,
though.
I just want to let, if I can interject real quick, because it's late and I've had a few drinks. I don't know why Marine Rob calls the Bone. He's just not funny ever.
Oh.
And if you can hook me up with Diane, I'd like to take her out for a nice evening and see what happens.
Well, she is on hold, and if she's interested, call back later and we'll get you hooked up, okay?
Okay, well, I give you, Will Koontz, permission to give her my phone number if she wants it, and she can text me, and then we can start communicating and see what happens. Okay.
All right,
I wrote
it down.
Thank you for being live, Willie.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you for being live.
You got it. Later, man. One more before we go to a break. Hello, you're on the Johnny B. Show. Who is this?
Hey, it's Justin.
Hey, man. What up?
Hey, how's it going, man? I just want to call in. I do a lot of door dashing, and I really appreciate when you come in. I really like the vibe of the show. I've been listening for about a year and a half now, and I think what some of the regular callers don't seem to realize is that I think they've just been given a little bit too much rope.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this, just to interject real quick. I do give a lot of rope when I'm here by myself, because I'm here by myself. If I have somebody
else. Well, yeah,
else in
obviously
here.
I understand that for sure. Yeah, yeah, I totally get that.
I mean, Johnny
yeah.
doesn't even entertain it anymore. He just hangs up immediately.
Yeah. But the truth is like, I've been listening for a year and a half now. I moved down here last January from the area. And I just really love and appreciate the show when it's you and him going back and forth. He's kind of hot take, hot headed. You're like kind of the mellow. I don't know. I dash a lot. I've spent a lot of time in my car, and I just hate listening to the same music all the time. And I personally really love the show when it's you guys, but I definitely love the show. Like, I just want to say I appreciate you coming in on a Friday making my night a little bit better. And obviously a lot of the callers' night a little bit better too. So,
well, I'm happy to do it. And I really do. I wish I didn't like doing radio so much because I can have a Friday night off, but I do enjoy it. And I thank you so much for listening and check out the podcast. I do a podcast with Anna Hummel. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually follow you on X or whatever we're calling it now. I've shot a couple things over you. It's like JS Smith or something.
All right. Yeah. I remember. Great, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you. And, thanks for calling and enjoy the dashing.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you, brother. Have a great night.
All right, man. Later. Thanks.
Thanks.
I'm attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall. You know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.